Last time on Paint It Black, Brian KZ Katz tried to make us forget about his staggering defeat at the hands of Louis A. But as we soon found out, his excuses, like KZ's flows, were as bad as his answers.
Who is Henri Charpentier?
He's a silly goose.
Sitanunga is the marital rights of monkeys. Sounds like the plot of the film was to rob the patrons of their hard-earned cash.
That's it? What do you got? What else you got? Tell us more about Stubby.
It's Stubby, man. Just robbing them. It was a bad movie.
All right, he's too high. Brian, you got anything?
Yeah. Shitta is what my grandfather calls the bathroom.
Okie dokie.
He went on that night to have a similar lackluster performance in the bedroom that left his poor girlfriend unsatisfied yet again. I guess KZ is number two after the amount of pumps before he's done. And so goes legend of KZ, the rapper who always finishes too fast.
I like the,
Welcome back to the Paint It Black podcast, starring Lou Figueroa, Brian Katz, and your host, Pete Berg.
I like that.
Yeah, Lou, I need a favor from you.
Yeah.
I just need the sound, the music track from that.
That was hot, right?
How long did that take you?
It didn't take me that long. I just had to line it up once I recorded it.
You couldn't just find the sports recap music? You know what? I could do better than that.
Yeah, I couldn't find it.
He has no idea where it came from.
Yeah.
So he's just like, football? Question mark?
Right, I just look like football recap music.
He get the Hey song and like, I like to move it. Arena soundtrack.
Na, 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 na. Hey!
Da, 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 da. Yeah, by the way, if you're looking for that song, it's Sam Spence from NFL Films.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
But, or I liked your version better. Where
I loved it.
That actually made it better, I think.
Yes. That was killing me. Oh.
I thought you were going to get me on the last show, though.
Oh, no, I had to rebut what you said.
Just killed it too much to that? There was just... All right, my bad. I'll try to help you out this time. I'll try to throw the stinkers for you. Okay. All right.
Anyway, Paint It Black Podcast. I'm Pete. That's Brian.
Yo, what's up?
And there's Lou.
Yo.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Black Friday, man.
Black Friday's today.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Did you guys buy anything?
No.
Not a thing.
No, Black Friday's stupid. You can buy all that shit for the same price online a week later.
It's Cyber Monday, right? That's this Monday, right?
Yeah, the one where you don't have to leave your house.
Yeah, I think it's going to eventually replace everything. Just be like, oh, it's Cyber Black Friday and it's Cyber Monday.
Well, as they keep pushing Black Friday further into Thursday, I think hopefully people will get sick of this nonsense. It's the only time when I hear every commercial mention doorbuster deals.
Yeah, fucking doorbuster.
What the fuck does that even mean?
It means that the doors are busting off for deals.
These are the deals that are good enough to kill people over. Trample this child to death for this Samsung TV.
Smack a single mom for this toy.
It is the store's fault for like doing it like they do it. They should never let people wait in line there like that. They should if anything, give out like a system where they give out numbers.
Like the deli? Yeah.
Where you can come by at any point and pick up a number. And that's just how you enter in, like, you enter in 30 seconds apart from each other.
No, but they got a sweet thing going with this Black Friday thing. I think, See if you're with me, Black Friday needs one new rule. Purge rules. One night a year, in Walmart, straight up the purge.
I feel
you do what you got to do to get that TV.
I say American Gladiator rules, man. Every aisle's got nitro.
Got one big dude.
No, two of them, because you got to get both ends of the aisle. Nitro and like laser, and they're just like, come on, bro. Why don't you get this sweet ass Elmo toy?
They got that weird double sided beating stick. Mm-hmm. I like it. TV's hanging from a chain from the ceiling, and you got to climb a platform.
If you get the product and get out of the aisle, the product's yours for free. Stipulation, the Gladiator's allowed to take your wallet. If you get caught by the Gladiator, then it's just, it's the end view.
You're getting shot by a tennis ball cannon at the same time?
Fuck yeah, it's a tennis ball turret. Turrets, though. Not
turrets.
Cannons. Yeah. Cannons kill people. Turrets just, you know, like...
Yeah, short bursts.
Short them down. Like three of them.
I like that. Do you know anybody who does the whole Black Friday thing?
I went one time with the Herman boys, and we were like, okay, the store opens at 6. Let's get drunk all night and watch It's Always Sunny, and then we'll go there at 4. We got 2 hours. We'll be good. We'll get a laptop because we need some new stuff. We get there. The line is literally around Best Buy. We're there at 4 in the morning. We're like, all right, we're still drunk. Let's just go get bagels and watch one more episode of It's Always Sunny and go home.
And gave up.
Oh, we didn't care at that point. We're like, we're not going to get the thing we wanted, so I'm not going to wait in this line. I don't want any other thing.
So you learned the lesson early?
Yeah.
And I've kept by it ever since.
But the thing is, it's more of a thing where it was like, yo, do you want to drink all night and then get a sweet laptop in the morning?
Right.
It was like, yeah.
In theory, that sounds amazing.
Yeah, it's fun. Plus, we sandwiched it with It's Always Sunny. We watched like a whole season from like 8 to 4.
That makes everything better.
Yeah, and then it was just good money after that.
Lou, I don't see you doing anything like that.
I had gone one time, but I didn't wait in line. I just arrived at opening. And I got myself a sweet copy of Flight of the Conchords for like $3.
Oh, there you go. I figured Lou would dance that line between having to do something at an obscure hour and super cheapness.
Yeah, I showed up at like 6 a.m. and just bought a couple of cheap things.
See, Lou, he's the guy who's not in there for the specific. He's not the guy killing people.
Nothing on his list.
He's like, there's monster sales. I'll find me something.
Yeah.
That I'll enjoy. $3 by the Concords, can't complain.
Right.
Yeah, I like that show.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Love the music.
How was everyone's Thanksgiving, by the way?
Yeah. Oh, Lou, you want to start?
You know, it was good. It was good. We had a lot of food at my mom's house, but unfortunately, even though we didn't care that much, the oven wasn't working. So she pulled out a golden turkey and cut into it, and it was like raw chicken. And so we were like, raw turkey.
I was going to say raw chicken.
Sorry.
Turkey sushi.
Is this some Latino type of Thanksgiving?
It was a tofurkey. No, it just wasn't cooked, so. But we had plenty of other stuff. We had like 6-7 other dishes, so. Right, all right, whatever.
Throw the turkey out.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, again, congratulations on the little Killian.
Thank you.
How's he doing, by the way?
He's doing good. He's a champ, you know? Just chilling.
Any big parts to him?
Big old dick.
Nice.
Big old swinging dick.
Proud papa.
He's, you know, he's glad I was there today. Nearly pissed on his own head, but I blocked it.
Oh, like, they allow you to touch him?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Did you give a dramatic,
like, no!
Did it in slow-mo. No!
Again, congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah, my Thanksgiving, basically, we used to do it at my grandmother's house. She's sick. Well, she's in a wheelchair now. She can't cook. My mom, she wasn't ready for that type of thing. And my aunt, she's had heart surgery, so she couldn't do it. So we ate at a restaurant. So I was kind of feeling a little left out on Thanksgiving. So with me and the rest of the guys from the other podcast, the wrestling one, we all had Thanksgiving dinner.
Friendsgiving,
yeah. We all sat down at like 12 o'clock after we all smoked and drank and ate, and then we just had the biggest, awesomest turkey dinner ever, and then watched a bunch of South Park. We watched the whole last season of South Park.
Who made turkey?
Dude, $50 at ShopRite by my mom's
house.
Ah,
there you go.
You get a full turkey that's cooked. You have to heat it up. Green bean casserole, stuffing, mashed potatoes, gravy.
$50?
$50.
Fucking A.
Yeah, so me and Kenny split it 25-25, and we got some Pillsbury Doughboy biscuits.
Shit, is that deal still on?
Yeah.
I want that now.
You can call up. It's, but yeah, my mom does it every year. She always she always puts one aside for me, and I pick it up, and we have it for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, that's cool.
What about you, Pete? Did you go to your fams?
Yeah, we do. We got too many of us, so we rent a VFW hall every year.
Really? There's that many of you guys?
We had 70-plus people this year.
Wow.
It was insane. Oh, nothing but small children running around. So it's a countdown to which one's going to bleed first.
So who gets the big piece of the turkey?
Oh, it's American Gladiator style.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Whoever battles the other ones off gets a turkey leg.
Well, so who usually gets that big piece of turkey?
It's changed. My parents are getting a little older. My dad can't throw a right hook like he used to. So now it's my cousin.
Oh, your cousin?
Yeah. All He's a big guy.
Cool.
But we do Cuban. A lot of pork. Black beans and shit.
Like baked ham?
Yep. All that good stuff. Mm-hmm. All right. Enough of that. Let's do some news.
All right, Paint and Black Yaks, you said your prayers and you've taken your vitamins. Now it's time for the news.
You know, if you ever need me to do that, I could probably do it, you know, Biz Markie style.
Make Let's hear
music,
a sample.
Make the music with my mouth.
All right, yeah, maybe that way you can't get sued, man.
More Woo! Of that, less of everything else, please.
Yeah.
Love when he does that shit. Mm-hmm. All right, we're going to start this week off with a follow-up story. Mm-hmm. You remember Fuck That Bitch from last week?
No.
Australian man showed his put his license up online, or passport, to prove that his name was, in fact,
oh, Fuck the That Vietnamese Bitch. Guy. Yeah.
Yeah, he lied.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. His name is Joe Carr. Ugh. Born which I think man. Is fake, too.
Yeah.
Joe Carr. Obviously Joker.
From North Korea.
That's Laotian.
Motherfucker.
But yeah, he thought it was just a little, like, fun prank amongst friends, and he didn't expect it to go viral, and it did. So that guy's a liar, so fuck him.
Yeah.
That ruined my day.
Yeah, that's all right, Raz, man. Just change your name to...
But I wanted to believe. I wanted to believe really bad that somewhere there was a guy really upset that his parents named him Fuck That Bitch.
Oh, there for sure is, man. He's probably paddling a boat right now in Vietnam, but...
Lou, do you remember what hashtag you put under that story?
Yes. Hashtag... Fuck that chink.
I like your racism because it doesn't make sense.
He's got slanty eyes, you know?
He's a Vietnamese?
Something like that.
Something like that.
Now, the Koreans are the gooks, so...
What do you call the Vietnamese other than...
Zippa? No, that's Japs. This is Zippa
head. I think they fall. They all fall under that banner.
No,
they all have their own.
No, they get pissed if you call them the wrong ethnicity.
You're twice as racist if you just mix and match them.
Well, yeah, that's what you did, man. Exactly. You called them fucking chinks, and they're not. That's the
so
Chinese.
What do you call the Vietnamese?
Well, I'm thinking of Charlie. Charlie for sure. Call
oh,
him Charlie.
True enough. But that's not offensive, I don't think.
Not here it ain't, but maybe over there it could be.
Yeah, this story doesn't go into what he actually is, so we can go with anyone we want.
Yeah.
Gook?
He's a dipshit, is what he is.
He's a dipshit?
He's a fucking liar.
I think that's
liar.
Vietnamese.
He's a liar.
No?
What?
Gook, isn't that Vietnamese?
No, that's Korean. That's Korean War.
That's the Korean War.
The Forgotten War, man.
You're right. I'm mixing them up.
That's what Kevin's dad in, was it, what's that show with Fred Savage?
The Wonder Years. The
Wonder Years. Like, I fought those gooks in the Forgotten War.
I always hear Christopher Walken in Pulp Fiction.
Oh, with the, I'm not going to let some gook.
He says it great.
Yeah, but the thing is, he went to Vietnam. That was a Vietnam story he was telling. So
that's
did
true.
Quentin Tarantino just overlook that, or is he just writing that in the sense where, like, yeah, Walken don't care, he calls him whatever?
I like to think the latter.
Yeah.
Maybe it was just an improv choice by Walken.
Yeah, maybe I'm wrong, because Tarantino's got his racial epitaphs pretty on point. He knows exactly what to call people.
I like to think that, what's his name, Walken just made it up on the spot. He's like, you know what this needs? This needs a little pepper. I'm going to throw some racial.
Some Walken pepper, if you will.
Yeah.
I'm going to say the word gook.
Mm. It just said, I wasn't going to let them find it. Nah, you need to spice that up a little bit.
Because, I mean, Quentin, after Django, I learned like 4 or 5 words from Django. Like,
oh, there's all sorts of them.
Like a garboon. Like, whoa.
I didn't know that one. That's new.
That sounds bad. That's what Big Daddy was calling him.
I wonder what the new movie's going to have. Probably. I think he makes the westerns now just so he could scream a bunch of racist shit.
He did that from the first movie that Reservoir Dogs has. So many racial slurs in it.
You know what? You're right.
Yeah. He writes how people talk, like when they're not in front of a camera. So when people they are in front of a camera, they film it and they're writing, reading what he says. Everyone's like, whoa.
And they're always criminals.
Yeah.
It's not like you're like, look at these good people using those terrible words. All slave owners and bank robbers.
Well, technically, in that time period, are you a bad dude if you're a slave owner? It is legal.
Oh, Big Daddy seemed like kind of
a bad guy. Yeah.
Candy.
Yeah.
Bad dude.
Oh, well, yeah.
Definitely, yeah.
He had Mandingo fights.
That does not seem, though, like a in-house activity, though, the Mandingo fighting.
It was in his reading room.
That's more of an outdoor thing where, like, I mean, you know,
they were sitting by the fire watching it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, create fire outside, man. That's an outdoor activity, man. You're going to get all this Mandingo all over your fucking
juice?
Living room?
Well, they never show the proper gladiatorial arena that they must have had.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the Coliseum was built for this, and what, you have a living room?
Like, I wonder if the South just has, like, hidden gladiator arenas, the Coliseums.
Nah, the South had no problems with bringing that right into their living room, like a fucking like a family from the 50s. Well, everyone sit down and watch this Mandingo fight. Yeah. This is happening.
Sip on a tall beer.
How was it? A Polynesian pearl diver, and don't spare on the rum.
All right, let's move on to Arkansas. There was a woman there. Hillary. She was a dog hoarder. You know that's a thing?
Yeah, I see that shit on hoarders all the time.
She had over 50 malnourished and aggressive dogs. Then she died, and they ate the fuck out of her.
Well, did they stop shop, stop pop, open up shop on her?
This isn't the first time, too. She previously had over 100. She was 65, died of hep C.
Definitely didn't think that was the
No, yeah. God damn. Hep C. How the fuck do you get that? At, you know, old
ass
bitch.
Ask fucking Pam Anderson.
Yeah.
Wrap your fucking lips around a Tommy Dong.
A Tommy Dong?
Yeah.
That's a surefire delivery system for all sorts of hard shit.
A nice hot shot of Hep C.
That's how I got lupus.
From Tommy Dong?
Tommy Dong. Yeah, so that's pretty much that whole thing. It's kind of gross. It's fucked up.
It is fucked up.
That she had 50 dogs or that she had Hep C.
And that they were all malnourished and inbred.
Right.
Well, the inbred is going to happen when you have 50 dogs and you're clearly not taking them to the vet.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Most of them had to get shot.
Yeah, like on the spot.
Because they got a taste for the human flesh.
Once they got that human meat, there was no satiating.
Human meat.
Yeah, it was when the cops went there, they had a field day just icing dogs.
Yeah.
It's like, this is only second to a whole bunch of black guys with hoodies on, man. Boom. Yeah.
I give that story.
Just in fucking cop heaven?
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
The cops, you know, they like to beat up, break heads, fucking take their fucking anger and aggression out on the lesser.
That's got to be a sad, if you're into that thing, a satisfying shot.
I couldn't shoot.
I couldn't do that shit.
No, if you're into that thing.
No, the dog was coming at me. Yeah, that dog's dead. I don't care. But just like if the dog's just like, I'm not like trying to shoot a dog in the head. Like,
yeah, I feel bad doing that in a video game.
No, I give that story 9 out of 10. Rurros.
But every dog said as the guns were drawn.
Oh, yeah.
Ruh-roh. Oh, no.
Yeah. Scrappy Doo got one right between his eyes.
They shot him twice. Yeah. He was dead before he hit the ground.
They killed him first.
One came up, was like, Fwen. They're like, we're going to put this one down.
He's coming right for us.
All right, what's up, Nancy?
All right, so college kids have a new challenge. I love the word challenge. They had the ice bucket challenge.
Oh, it's not graduate?
They had that cinnamon, spoonful of cinnamon challenge. Now it's the condom challenge.
Whoever can bang the most bitches sans a condom wins.
That'd be more fun. Now, this one I got to admit, I rolled my eyes at it when I read it. I said, college kids are stupid. And then I watched one of these videos and I did laugh. Because something happened I didn't expect. Pretty much, they sit in a bathtub. Their friend fills a condom with water and drops it on their head. So you think, water balloon. What you don't expect is somehow the momentum of the water hits them and the condom instantly wraps around their face, engulfing them in a fishbowl. It's actually hilarious.
So do they die? Is it like a fucking...
It's a condom. They just tear right off.
If they don't take it off, they could probably suffocate.
They could definitely drown and suffocate.
Yeah. Well, you figure there's a ton of water going into your nostrils, mouth, and eyes. You're just
it's got to be unpleasant.
Oh!
Yeah.
Fucking don't get the ones with the lubricant on them.
does that hurt more?
I bet that would sting.
Yeah, and they're just sitting there trying to get it off, but they can't.
No, you're wrong.
Hands are slipping all over the place.
No, I think you're wrong, though. With lubricant, I bet you that doesn't sting, because that thing is made to go into all types of holes. So, I'm sure...
Still, most things getting in your eyes suck.
Yeah.
Granted,
any chemical.
No-tier shampoo still stinks.
Yeah, I'm sure there's no-tiers condoms
mace.
Either.
Yeah.
They're not Magnum. They're just regular condoms, but they're no-tiers condoms.
Can we call them less-tiers shampoo? Because, honestly, the kids cry.
You want to see a reaction? Brian, watch this first video there. So, right, you don't expect it to do that whole fishbowl effect.
Fuck no, I didn't. You gotta remember, there's like probably one dude who did and was like, no way.
Mm. Who finds that out?
Probably a guy throwing a condom with water at his buddy.
Yeah,
and it just engulfs his face?
Yeah, and it's like a Batman weapon instead. It's just like, gives him a gas mask full of water. It's like, oh!
If you could weaponize that, you got a whole new thing going.
Oh, man.
Fucking death water balloons.
What size do you think they were using? Because if it was standard, I want to see a Magnum just take over somebody's entire...
the whole upper body.
The house is flooded.
Get the shoulders.
The house is flooded. You got to rip up floorboards. There's water damage to the house.
Do they make extra small? Because that could be like a good...
There's three sizes. There's Magnum, the regular, and then the Slim Fit, I think.
Slim Fit. That's a nice way to put it.
Yeah. Right.
Was it? There's a movie that it's with Amanda Peet, where she's like fucking with these three guys. She's banging them all, and there's one guy who couldn't find his condoms, and he goes to get the Magnum condoms. He's like, you should get the Slim Fit ones instead. And he's like, no, I'm a Magnum man. He's like, nah, man. You're fucking got a little bit.
It sounds so familiar. I always think of it with the Magnum with Frank from the previously mentioned It's Always Sunny, where he's trying to hit on the woman at the pharmacy. He's like, oops, I dropped my Magnum condoms for my monster dong.
For my monster dong. It was where they have like, they have the dentist system, and then it's the Mac where he comes in at the end, at the second, and then fucking Frank comes in to get whatever could be get.
Yeah.
Mantis Toboggan.
Dr. Mantis Toboggan.
You don't think I'm a pilot? I don't think you're a doctor. I inverted the bird in a field. Best episode of the Bogs Best Challenge.
Always. I love that show so much. All right, let's go to Zimbabwe, where they actually have stupid, stupid contests. For example, the 4th annual Mr. Ugly contest.
That's not stupid.
You want to see the winner?
He's probably ugly, right?
That's our winner.
I say they're getting things done in Zimbabwe.
All right, you saw that, all right? But
peg that guy right.
But controversy has gripped the nation as 42-year-old Mison Sere, or Seer, has been catching some shit from his number one competitor, William Masvinu, who won last year, held the title since 2012, because he says Mison is only ugly when he smiles.
You got fucked up teeth, man.
That's pretty much his whole claim to fame here. So they are having a fight in which it's not going the way that most fights do. Mm-hmm. Like the retort is, I am naturally ugly. He is not. He is ugly only when he opens his mouth. It's like, fuck that guy. He's a handsome dude.
Sounds like the other
I'm guy. Way grosser.
Sounds like the other guy's a hater, man.
Sounds like it.
Yo.
Sore loser.
Yo, loser and a hater. Guy's got fucked up teeth, man. And that's ugly.
He's got a big mouth. Let's not count that out.
Yeah, he looks terrible.
Those remaining teeth are on their way out, too.
They are askew. He has teeth growing out of teeth.
Those things look like baby corns.
He's got rows like a shark.
You ever see Ren and Stimpy when they do a close-up of Ren's teeth where it was just like the nerve endings hanging out? Yeah. It's like that.
Dun, dun, dun.
But in real life.
Yeah.
All right, this next one. Does anybody remember who Billy Mitchell is?
No, man.
Yes.
Ever see the movie King of Kong?
King of Kong?
Fistful of Quarters. Great documentary about Donkey Kong, I suppose. Awesome documentary. Mm-hmm. The villain of that movie, I guess you could call him, was Billy Mitchell, who's a hot sauce proprietor who also had the top score in Donkey Kong. Lost his lawsuit this week against Cartoon Network. First show that Lou mentioned, I believe, last week.
That's right.
Regular show.
Woo!
They had a contest on the show. They had an episode where they were trying to get a high score, and a giant disembodied head with a beard descends from the sky and tries to beat that score. He said it was of his likeness. There's a photo of him. Mm-hmm. Here's a photo of the cartoon character.
That's him, man.
Yeah. It's pretty straight up him.
I mean, yeah, they stole that guy's look. Yeah.
All it's missing is his dumb ties.
That's true.
But what's the point? Who cares?
Well, you know, he was saying, you stole my whole thing.
Oh.
Yeah, they made him a real shithead in the cartoon.
Yeah. He's a real dickbag in the fucking documentary.
I mean, he's a dick in real life, too, but...
If you get good at Donkey Kong, you shouldn't be that much of a dick. You're a real nice guy.
The guy's also got dough. Like
For what?
He owns a line of hot sauce or something.
Hot sauce? What, Frank's? That's
a
good
sauce. Not Frank's. A it's lesser like, hot sauce.
Yeah.
Chalupa?
It is. No. I think Chalupa? Much lesser. Think, like, you might be able to get this at a truck stop.
Yeah.
I don't even know, man.
Like Big Baby Ray's.
Yeah. Uncle Tito's Ray's, Fiesta right? Sauce.
Uncle Tito's Fiesta Sauce is bootleg. But Big Baby Ray's is a big company.
Oh, is that a place? I just tried to think of like a
First of all, they do barbecue sauce. All
right.
But that's a Big Baby Ray's right, is a then, huge.
Yeah,
huge,
that's a big one. Yeah, I tried the guy from the Offsprings hot sauce.
It was Dexter Holland?
Yeah. It's called like Gringo Bandito. It's actually really good.
It's called Smash Hot Sauce.
Should be. Nitro Sauce.
Nitro Sauce. They should just take a lot of their shit from their music and...
They got a lot of song titles that would work.
Yeah, Beheaded Sauce, bro.
Beheaded Sauce. Going early albums.
Yeah, man. Fucking, was it the na-na-na-na get a job song?
Why don't you get a job hot sauce?
Yeah.
Pretty fly for a hot sauce.
Pretty fly for a hot sauce. Yeah, but...
All right, so the end of this court
original
case.
Original prankster hot sauce.
It's actually quite mild.
Well, not great.
But the end of this court case has the judge saying the television character does not match the plaintiff in appearance. The character appears as a non-human creature, a giant floating head with no body from outer space, while the plaintiff is a human being.
Yeah.
So you can just straight up steal a guy's face.
That guy's got a shitty lawyer.
He really does.
But realistically, couldn't they just be like, it's parody? Like, get over it?
Oh, they definitely could.
Yeah.
So what's the judge?
He obviously is not getting a whole lot of money from this hot sauce.
Well, Pete said he's rich with hot sauce money.
In the documentary, maybe things have gone south in the 10 years since.
Yeah.
People's love for hot sauce only has gone up.
Sriracha is killing the market.
That Korean garbage.
Cock sauce.
I love that shit, though. It's like thicker. It's like it says
it's
chili
delicious.
Sauce.
I put
it's
it on everything.
It's really good. Yeah, man, that and kimchi, man, make my butt just like. I put that in all like the Asian food and stuff. Oh, it's so good.
I haven't had the kimchi.
Kimchi is just like a vegetable. It's like with a spice on it or something like that.
Is that what that is?
Well, maybe it's a spice that's always on this one vegetable. But like I think kimchi is a vegetable. It's like super spicy.
Huh. All right, I learned something.
All right.
Well, see, speaking of people exploiting the law for money, remember Ahmed Mohammed?
Oh, yeah.
The clock kid?
Yeah.
This little shit is getting out of hand.
What?
Now he's demanding $15 million and apologies.
And apologies?
Yeah.
I'll take the $15 million. You can just say whatever.
But how much is he going to milk this bullshit?
Hopefully for $15 million for that kid.
For that kid. I think it's the dad, personally.
You know what, man? That's going straight towards how many bombs?
I would love it if like our president was like, well, we don't negotiate with terrorist kids. Sorry about it.
Drop the mic.
Like, all right, we've entertained this nonsense for a little bit, but yeah, you don't get an apologies now.
Well, it says the teen who brought a homemade clock to school, which he didn't. He took apart a clock and put it back together.
Right.
So it looked like a bomb.
He's already a fucking fraud.
He's already a fraud. Then there was the whole thing about his family fleeing to Qatar. And now he's back in Texas going, I want $50
million. Yeah. I would want $50 million too. Just give it to me.
Well, fuck him.
Do you support terrorism?
You're supporting terrorism.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck no.
If anything, this guy's a terrorist of the law.
Yeah. I support giving people $50 million, though. I mean, I would like my cut.
He's using terror tactics to get that money.
Yeah.
Building clocks?
He's...
Is that a terror tactic in Texas?
It is a terror tactic.
You're building devices that tell time? Fucking throw him in fucking Gitmo, bro.
They should do that just for being a greedy little fuck.
Yeah.
No way, man. It's American way. He was taught by he grew up in a world of capitalism. Got to milk for everything it's worth, man. In this country,
this little nigga, he met the president. He got a bunch of free electronics and like job offers. It's like, all right, you got enough, kid. You had one bad day.
Seriously,
chill.
Can terrorists even?
Which was kind of a legitimate thing, if you really think about it. If that was a bomb, everyone would be like, why wasn't he stopped?
Yeah.
But it was a clock, so now we gotta pay this guy $15 million.
Can terrorists even build bombs now that Radio Shack went out of business?
I think he did it on purpose.
They get it off Amazon.
There you go.
You can't just go to a store? Oh.
I think he did that shit on purpose.
Like you're building the bomb, you're like, shit, I forgot a part. You're talking about Radio Shack closed down? I have to wait 2 to 3 days? What's shipping cost? Fuck that. I'm not going to expedite that. I'll blow that shit up next year.
Have you had that problem where like you need to fix like the slightest little thing and now there's no Radio Shack to fucking get that one little piece?
Yeah, man. All the wire splitters is just like, oh, where am I going to buy something like that?
Exactly.
I guess my next best thing would go to Best Buy.
They don't have shit.
Best Buy is pretty slim when it comes to actual electronic
parts. When it comes
parts.
To components.
Yeah. But that would be my next guess to go. Then it'd be Amazon. Just be like, okay, exactly what I need.
Yep, I've fallen into that trap. Trying to hook a TV up.
Have you gone to a store and been like, I need this part? They're like, oh, they're explaining what the part is. And I'm just like, order on Amazon, I'm out of here.
Yeah. You get the teenager who doesn't want to be there, doesn't really know anyway.
Yeah.
All right, this one's for Lou. Lou is a fan of, I would call him, special underwear.
Oh, yeah.
He likes the comfy balls.
Love them.
You like the flap in the back, or are you against that?
I think I'm against. I don't want to stay warm. I want to stay cool.
No. Yeah, remember snowballs?
Snowballs.
With the flap, though. Like, what if it's cold out?
Butt flap.
Butt flap, man. You can poop and be warm on the throne?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I think a slip-up could lead to the shitty underwears.
Yeah, that could always happen, though.
It's a lot less likely if the underwears aren't on your ass.
You're talking about splatter.
Ass. Yeah.
You get a little splatter situation.
No, but it's a flap, man.
I know what it is.
You get like a fuzzy little Velcro piece, you pop to your back, you're good.
Yeah, the old poo hatch. Mm-hmm.
you can't get down with that? No?
I draw the line at snowball, sir.
Cold only, not hot.
Yeah.
What about underwear that smells like bacon?
Why, for your dog? Why, who cares?
I don't wear these shits around a dog. You walk into this house wearing these things, you lose your dick.
Yeah.
Well, what I'm saying, why do you care? Like, why would you want your dick to smell like bacon?
God knows, but they're making them anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I'm against it.
I'm against it, too. It's stupid. They say it's a kind of a Christmas thing, but stay away from hungry dogs.
I mean, if I wanted my dick to smell like anything, it'd be like money, just straight fucking flush cash.
Yeah, seriously.
It's like Trump. I imagine that's what Trump's dick smells like. Your dick smells like a wad of hundreds.
But these have meat-scented briefs for sale in England at around £13 a pop.
Now, I could go for some, I don't know, cornbread scent, maybe?
Cornbread?
Some fresh baked bread.
Some grits. Flapjacks, yeah. Some fried chicken. Why do I want my fucking dick to smell like a great meal?
Why not?
They also sell them for women in the form of a bacon-scented bikini.
Maybe that's incentive.
That kind of works better. Yeah. I think a dude's more likely to go for the woman who smells of bacon.
Right.
Than vice versa.
Nah. Still. I mean, as long as she's willing, I'm down to go. I mean, I don't need a fucking bacon scented. I'm like, why do your panties smell like bacon, weirdo?
Yeah, do you wash? What's wrong with you?
What do you fucking eat, pussy? Oh, I'm sorry. What do you eat, bacon wrong?
You did like Cartman did in that one episode where they shove everything up their butt.
Oh, where he's shitting out his mouth. Yeah.
All right, let's move on. Do you know what a Shui Extreme is?
Shui Extreme?
This took a little figuring out for me, too. There's a picture of a Shui.
Is that like a bootleg Wii?
Nope. That is a pee funnel for women.
Oh, where? That dude from Marco Polo's got one. He got his dick chopped off. The guy who takes care of that Asian chick who's like a virgin. No? All right. Marco Polo?
Lou's the one who watched it.
No, I've seen it. I don't remember.
There's a eunuch that guards one of the chicks. The guy who Marco Polo, the girl who Marco Polo's messing with.
Oh, that guy, yeah.
He pees through a little, a pee, what's it called?
A shui.
I
didn't know what that dude was. He could have been like a giant tranny for all I knew.
Well, he had no dick. He needed a little pipe to pee.
I forgot about that ugly fuck.
Anyway, I'm talking about this thing because there was a pretty funny Amazon review. And get your thoughts
on
it.
How many stars?
Well, it doesn't really say, but it says it starts off sounding pretty negative, but it actually got a positive review.
Oh, yeah?
It says, this is written from the point of view of the woman using it. She goes, one day I went on a bar crawl with a few of my work colleagues. We live in a fairly rural area, and some of the walks between bars are fairly long. I therefore decided to pack my shui. Then her colleague was also to be attending. In the weeks leading up to the night, they had exchanged little flirty office banter, but I really hoped this would be kicked up a notch. Sadly, I nipped off around a corner to relieve myself during one of the longer walks between bars, and he, thinking I'd fallen behind, came to see where I was. He saw me facing the wall with an impressive stream of urine jetting downward and shouted a hurried apology before running off. I tried to chase after him after finishing and shaking dry, but he was nowhere to be seen. He'd already left the group and gone home. Tried to explain to him a number of times that I do not have a penis, but he just goes red and starts explaining how he has no prejudice.
I'm fine with this.
He thought she had a dong, no.
Well, he's a dummy, but I'm fine with this. Here's what this started. This started the unification of bathrooms, and hear me out. If you could put urinals in girls' bathrooms, I would be waiting outside of girls' bathrooms a lot less. So
I see your point.
If they're just in and out, it'd be just better for me. Or you know what? You could just get a one big bathroom hub.
Just a big trough.
Yeah, so you don't look weird walking into a bathroom with women and stuff like that.
Plus, that's what you took away from this?
What I took away was, after shaking it off, I ran after him.
No, man, you could pee on their seat and be like, fuck you, bitch.
All the luxuries we enjoy.
Yeah, man.
I peed in a number of alleys.
Yeah, this is the first step to...
I think this is a very pro-feminine stance.
Yeah, man, this is the first step to equality.
You know what?
As far as I've considered.
She's a nasty bitch for just running into a dark alley to take a piss.
I've done it!
When you're probably drunk off your ass.
She was going bar hopping.
She was in the beginning of the crawl.
Do you think if girls start peeing standing up, they'll just be more interesting in general? They'll have better stories and be better at video games and shit?
What I find funny is, like, she went into an alleyway, and he followed her into the alleyway. What was his intention?
Maybe take a piss, man.
He was following her.
To take a piss?
It's creepy.
No. All right.
Found a woman into a dark alley?
Well, I mean, maybe he's got to pee.
Then he's like, oh no, she got a dong, run.
Well, that'd be scary. I mean, you ever see Sleepaway Camp?
Yeah.
That was the most shocking ending to a movie I've ever seen.
Really? Just the dong?
I'll explain dong? Yeah.
That movie makes no sense.
It was like, all these kids at the camp get killed, then all of a sudden it's like, oh, she was the brother, but she's a dick. It's so weird.
I'm skipping the mice story, Luke, because that's sick. Chinese eat mice.
But yeah, obviously.
Baby mice.
That's why there's no, it was Asian Disney.
They call it the buffet.
Yeah, it's, like,
it's all mice and dogs.
It's sick, though.
It's gross. They eat baby mice live. It's
live?
Yes. And I don't need to look at the pictures
They're
again.
They're just terrible. They got no souls, them fucking yellow people, man.
They're fucking still pink. No fur. They just dip them in soy sauce.
I couldn't think of anything more horrible to do as a person, to eat a baby mouse.
Eat anything alive as a human.
Bugs, I don't care, man. Fuck bugs. But mice, man, they're mammals. Cute. Man, yeah, any mammal you eat.
Someone with a face.
Yeah, man, that's fucked up.
Something that it could conceivably be a pet.
Yeah.
You had mice once.
Too many. They sold me one girl. Ugh.
They said they were all male. Yeah. Then he had 20 mice.
Yeah, I was like, I don't want these mice anymore. I'll take them, please.
When you watch Jay fucking Silent Bob, it was a little upsetting.
Makes sense. All right. Thank you, Silent Bob.
All right, Brian, here's one for you. This is a scary one. Mm-hmm. The robots have learned to say no.
We're done, boys. It's over. It's over. Pack it in.
There's a video of this guy, and he's got a robot that he issues voice commands to. And the robot's standing on a table, and he says, take a step. He gives a couple commands.
Turn to the left.
Turn to the left.
Clap your hands.
Cha-cha three times. Then he says, take a step forward. And the robot says,
everybody clap your hands.
What the fuck is that song?
It's a very fun song for the robot.
But he's got the robot on the edge of the table. And he says, take a step forward. And the robot goes, no. He goes, take a step forward. The robot goes, there is no ground there. And he keeps commanding it. And eventually the robot, under duress, and after he offers to catch the robot, then the robot takes a step off the edge of the table.
Did he catch it?
He caught it. But they're learning.
He should have let that robot fall. I'm like, never trust no one. First lesson, robot.
Humans one, robot zero. Fuck you, Skynet.
Give him the boot after that. Bah, bah, bah. Artificial intelligence.
But this has sparked a whole conversation about how the robots... This breaks Asimov's law. Mm. That robots are meant to only say yes to humans.
Yeah.
In fact, Brian's favorite person, Stephen Hawking, is like, they're going to kill us all.
You know that guy didn't do shit.
He's just a robot in disguise, man. He's like a
He's half robot.
He's like a transformer, man.
But yeah, you better hope they don't implement this software into the sex bots.
Yeah. No means no, Brian.
Yeah.
You know, you're not.
You still haven't cleaned me since last time.
Maybe a nice dinner would help. Yeah. Then you're just dating.
Yeah.
Like, look, robot, you're fired. Like, figure it out yourself.
I have nowhere else to go.
Should have said yes, then. What'd you learn?
Would you feel like dirty if the robot was screaming no when you were doing it, though?
Oh, if I asked it to. Say you don't want it.
Do you think that when they have sex bots,
when
they have sex bots,
definitely gonna have sex bots,
that they're gonna offer like the really gnarly shit, like fake pee and fake shit?
Yeah, why not?
It's just like soft swirl chocolate ice cream.
Yeah.
Yeah, gonna I be mean, butchers will there. Be selling lots of other things.
There's gonna be somebody out there eating robot shit.
More than likely.
Well, no, no, it'd be another mammal's poop, probably.
Ick.
It's filled with dog shit. Mm-hmm. We got plenty of dog shit.
I mean, it's a special model, but yeah, why not? People, hey, man, there's always, like the Million Dollar Man says, man, everyone's got a price, man. Like, everyone will spend some type of money on something.
This is a really upsetting scenario you've put into place.
Yeah, you've talked, funny. What's more
sense? You are way too willing.
A to Terminator dropping a deuce on you.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, I wouldn't bang no movie. Arnold Terminator.
What if it was a sexy one from number 3?
Well, then clearly I'm banging that Terminator.
She had inflatable boobs.
Oh, that's the best. And if she had a poop every once in a while, and that was the stipulation, whatever, man. I'll let my fuck puppet poop on me.
It's one of my favorite sentences you've ever uttered.
You are way too willing to submit to that.
All right, keep having your boring old human sex. Like, fucking, what? You never been pooped on? You ain't fucking right. Like...
This is really vile.
Yeah. Like, I'm an adult. I can handle a little bit of poop. I fucking took you have a fucking child. You're gonna about 6 months from now. Lou's like, yeah, I don't care if a girl poops on my chest, man. Whatever.
That's true. You're gonna be inundated with poop.
I took care of that man. No. That dog had me in a way, man. Where I was like, poop don't. Oh, fucking that's make what. Difference. You... And that's a dog. It's like
so
a
now
a
you've
child.
Been desensitized.
Oh, for real, desensitized. Okay. Don't care.
I thought you meant you just revel in that shit.
Rolling no, around on a plastic tarp.
Yeah. It doesn't get my gears going, but...
Like a pig in mud, just kind of swimming in it.
Hey, look, it doesn't get my gears going, but if the robot needed it, I'd be like, all right, man, I'll fuck with the robot with that. All right.
What if your girlfriend demanded that?
Demanded it? No. As for it, I think...
Robot? Fuck yes. Human woman? No way.
Well, because the robot is different. That's my personal fuck puppet. So it's like... All right, man. Like you do a lot for me, I'll fuck with you a little bit. That's your thing, robot. But the my girlfriend.
You really want to fuck a robot?
Yeah,
obviously I want to fuck a robot. Be awesome, probably. What technology have you not liked in the last 20 years?
Selfie sticks.
That's not technology. It's a stick.
Technically,
that harnesses the further away technology. All right,
so then reverse facing cameras.
Yes.
Yeah.
Smartphones.
Like,
with the camera
the
technology.
The future? You mean FaceTime?
Do you guys FaceTime?
I don't FaceTime.
I'm not a big fan of the Nintendo Wii.
It's cool. Yeah, but let's say you were like, you know, a real man and you were in the army or something like that and you were like away from your family for a long time. You might want to see your family for real, talk to you.
The selfie is an abomination.
All right. That's a girl thing, though. Who cares? Like,
not always.
Or an Asian thing, whatever. Like,
well, they take photos of everything.
Yeah,
they really got to document it. They're playing something foul that they have all this documentation to see who's in and who's out
since the inception of the camera.
Yeah,
man.
All right. Let's do our final news story: Canadian crime.
If a too man... much gravy in the poutine.
Yeah. Cheese curds aren't good. Right. Man robs convenience store. In a pair of sunglasses and fisherman hat, and wielding the deadliest weapon of all.
Hockey stick.
Snow brush.
What's a snow brush?
The one you dust your car off with?
I mean, in Canada, it could get to be a pretty gnarly snow brush. It's Canada.
That's
it
true.
It could be like a double axe.
That thing's been tempered to a fine blade.
It's a tomahawk with straight up Indian feathers on it. It's my snow brush.
This guy got away, too. He robbed two places and got away.
They let him go. They, you know, they're like, you know, he didn't really hurt nobody. He's a good man.
Well, if you're in Canada and you see a suspect between 5'8" and 5'10" brandishing a snow brush, dive on that motherfucker.
For what?
Robbing a convenience store.
Citizens arrest. Make a citizen's arrest, man.
Citizen's arrest.
Don't be a bitch. No, make a citizen's arrest.
I'll pat him on the back and be like, yo, let me see that snowbrush you got, man. That double axe handle tomahawk, man.
It's got a spear end. It's like a Swiss Army knife.
I think you're giving them way too much credit, man.
Why?
This guy, basically, it's like getting robbed with a broom. How does that even work?
Do you think you can rob someone with a broom, though?
Less than a broom. No.
He did.
In Canada.
You think you could rob someone with a broom in Canada? No.
You could rob somebody in Canada with a sternly phrased sentence.
Yeah.
No, they'll throw that on the gloves, put your shirt over your head, and throw uppercuts at your face.
They'll apologize to you as they shovel the money in the bag.
Sorry, yeah. Eh?
Sorry, I'm taking so slow.
Sorry, eh? I'm just throwing a couple knuckle dusters in your mouth.
Shut up.
Should have brought your snow duster.
Those things are like lightsabers in Canada.
Shout out to our buddies, Fifth Cast from Canada.
All right, that's it for the news.
Yeah.
Want to take a break?
Sure.
Hey guys, hope you're enjoying the show so far. We're taking a little break, get some more beers, stretch our legs a little bit. Just want to take a quick moment to thank you all for listening and ask you a big favor. If you can please go rate and review us on iTunes.
Rate and review us on Stitcher.
Don't forget to vote for us on Podcastland because every vote helps.
Yeah, let's get us featured. And don't forget, tell your friends. You think we're funny? Tell some people. Spread the word. Every like we get, every download we get makes us smile. That keeps us moving along. So thank you guys and enjoy the rest of the show.
What up, everybody? It's Razor.
This is Fear.
And MDI.
And we are Fifth Cast, the premier show of the FYFC Podcast Network.
We like to talk. Hell, we'll talk about anything.
World events and personal stories.
Technology and pop culture.
And once even, pterodactyl porn. Seriously, that's a thing. Google it.
New episodes are available every Friday on iTunes and Stitcher Radio. Also, subscribe to the video podcast on youtube.com/FYFC podcasts.
I'm not sure why you were yelling, but that was excellent.
Now fuck your face and back to the show.
We said normal voice.
I don't know if I like that one. We're freaking
awesome. All right. Are we, do you have a song?
Let's see what I got. Oh, yeah, okay, here we go. Let's do this one today.
Boulder Dash. Boulder Dash.
Boulder Dash.
Fuck you.
Come in to rape your motherfucking brain, yeah.
Boulder Dash.
Fuck you.
Gonna make you laugh your dick off.
Paint of Black is here to prove that you can laugh so hard you'll sploosh.
Boulder Dash.
Fuck you.
Fuck you!
That's a great, great theme.
Mm-hmm. It's from our buddies at Bold and Belligerent. Mm-hmm. Check them out of Vegas. And last week, our guest, Mike Russo of Growing Up, Not Growing Old, named Lou to go first.
I'm going to win it for you, Mike. It's for you.
Even though he won last week.
Oh. Yeah, yeah.
All right, so let's start it off. Your word to define. Fun duck.
Fun duck. Fun duck is just another way to say Launchpad McQuack. The dude knows how to have a lot of fun going through the air.
He knew how to crash.
Homeboy's alive, right?
He's a cartoon.
He was a good dude.
It's more fun ducks than him.
Pretty sure he was a war hero at some point until he crashed one too many times. Went daffy. He's kind of punch drunk now. Fun duck.
I would rather hang out with Gizmo or Darkwing.
Darkwing's my guy. What was it about the 80s that we had so many duck-related cartoon shows?
Mallard just owned shit, man.
We had Darkwing. We had DuckTales. There was Duckula.
Like, Duckula.
All they had to do was put duck at the end of something, and they had a cartoon show.
Yeah. What was the duck that looked like RoboCop?
Gizmo Duck.
Gizmo Duck.
Everything was fucking ducks.
Fun duck. There you go.
All
right. Ryan?
All right, what was it again?
Fun duck.
I'm defining the word?
Define the word fun duck.
Fun duck is when you go out in your backyard and you duck behind your fence and give your neighbor the middle finger while you bang your girl. It's called a fun duck. Fuck yeah. Baby, getting it in, neighbor.
Yeah, baby, let's go fun duck the neighbor.
Won't you be my neighbor? Go, 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 go. It's a fun duck.
All right, definitely Brian for the point on that one.
Could name the funner duck.
Launch pad.
Huey,
Dewey, and Louie.
Everyone else is
Daffy, dude.
They're too serious, man.
Daffy. His name is Daffy.
Daffy's got.
You could go
anger issues.
You could go with Spartacus Chin Launch Pad.
Donald had anger issues.
They all had
it. Daffy was Daffy.
Daffy. He was too. You know, he was. He had Bugs Bunny in his sights, trying to get him killed. During Wabbit season.
They really had it out for each other.
Duck season, you can quote me on it. Boom.
Yeah.
Those two hated each other.
Yeah. That's what I remember.
Ducks and birds, man.
Mortal enemies.
It's the dawn of time.
We needed to go to anger management. I went with the one who didn't know how to fly, but that didn't fucking stop him.
Well, he flew for Uncle Scrooge, and he flew for Darkwing, right? Those were his.
Yeah.
Like, he actually was a crossover guy. He made it to a couple different shows.
Uh-huh.
Who would have thought he would be the breakout star? I mean, of the duckiverse.
You gotta be a fun duck to make it into multiple
shows. We need
shows.
Comic relief. Fucking throw a launch pad in there. I'm sure he fucking worked more than one job.
He was a pilot in both, and a bad one. That guy got rehired.
Yeah, after the first time he crashed and everyone survived, they were like, this guy's like that guy.
He's like Sully Sullivan.
He's like, Sully, let's have a parade for him. No one died.
Ironically, Sully went down because of ducks.
Mm.
Goose, whatever.
Geese.
Duck, goose, whatever.
Canadian hitman.
It's actually a North African hotel. Is a fun duck.
Is a fun duck?
Yeah.
What's the meaning behind it?
A North African hotel or inn.
No, I mean like the actual wordage. Does it say that?
No, that's what they call a hotel.
No, I get it, but I'm saying like why is...
Oh, no, the card doesn't go out there. I imagine it's Swahili or some shit.
So, Swahili. All
right, Brian. Mm-hmm. Who is Bob Geary?
Bob Geary? He's a fucking motorhead that has souped up a supercar to make loud noises and big tires. He's a hick. He's a fucking hick. He eats a lot of KFC and drinks a lot of Mountain Dew. He's an extreme hick.
Super and hick. Mullets, Confederate flag?
Beyond a Confederate flag. It's a Confederate American flag. It's half of it's American, like the Stars and Stripes, and then it's like the fuck straight up Confederate flag. So he's just like, not only am I representing the Confederate part, I love America too, but just not that black America.
He's probably a birther.
For sure a birther. Like, where's... I didn't see a fucking birth certificate. It's like, yeah, usually people don't.
He refers to snacks as vittles?
He refers to snacks as Slim Jims.
Slim
Jims. Yes. He's a true, full-blooded American hick.
Well, you got one part of that answer close to what it is, but I'll give you that hint. Lou?
All right. Bob Geary was he's an Aussie. Tried to follow in the steps of Crocodile Dundee. Ended up being the first dude to kill himself with a boomerang.
These things never come back, eh?
Yeah.
Your throwing stick trick has boomeranged on us.
Exactly. He ain't coming back. He
scalped him on the way back.
Exactly.
Boomerangs are the stupidest thing to ever be invented.
Yeah.
They don't really come right back to you like that. They like kind of make a turn back, but it's not like when you're a kid, you think it's coming right back to your hand.
Well, years of Legend of Zelda will teach you otherwise.
And you could walk and
it would just follow you. That's what I always wanted. And then I actually got that Nerf boomerang. That shit just got stuck in trees.
I got a wood boomerang when I was a kid, and I was like, fuck yeah, man. Whipped it. It went straight into the fucking field, and I had a walking gut. I did not have the magic touch with it.
All right, I'm going to give Lou the point because I like the idea of it decapitating him on the way back. You were right about the car thing. He was a San Francisco car guy, though. He was a cop who patrolled with a ventriloquist dummy in the front seat of a squad car. He was the most scary cop ever.
Yo, you want to play meow?
Yo, those things freak me out, those ventriloquist dummies.
Yeah?
Oh, they're terrifying.
Why?
I saw a Alfred Hitchcock Presents where one of them was a murderer. Fuck me up when I was six.
Those things are creepy, man.
They're terrifying.
He was arresting people. And he's like, all right, Bob, read him his rights. And he's drinking a glass of water.
You have the right to remain silent.
Bro, I never found any of those dolls creepy, man. Like, you ever watch, obviously, Chucky? Like,
yeah.
I was like, stop it. Stuffed plush toy?
Well, when I was that young, I had a My Buddy.
Yeah, same here.
That looked exactly like fucking Chucky.
Right.
That thing lost its lust. That thing ended up in the crawl space real quick.
Oh, yeah. I threw mine down a flight of steps. Like, motherfucker.
We need to ensure survival.
My mom was like, would you like a My Buddy, Brian? And I'm like, I don't hang out with no ginger fucks. No, I don't.
Much like the actual people. No soul in this doll.
Freckles and no soul. All
right, Lou, it's up to you now.
Yeah.
What do the letters A, K, C stand for? AKC.
That's when you've got a killer coochie. Vagina dentata.
Like teeth?
Yeah. You put your shit in there, it ain't coming back, man.
Yo, that shit's real.
You're going to end up like the dude from Marco Polo.
Peeing out of tree.
Right. That's the next evolutionary step.
I went to that bodies exhibit once, and they actually had, you know the one where they have all the corpses everywhere?
Yeah.
They actually had vaginas with teeth on display.
Oof.
It's fucking awful.
It's a scary thought, man.
It fucking happens in terrible countries. Mm. A killer coochie. Brian, AKC.
That's how dyslexic calls a Jew. It's a Christ killer.
Oh, I get the dyslexic. All right.
I get it.
That was clever.
Yeah.
Almost called you on that for a second. I didn't realize it was all there.
Like, wait a minute. Oh.
For that, you get a point.
Dang. You racist, dyslexic fucking idiot.
What's funny is he's got a whole anagram in place for that.
Do you know that Christ is spelled differently than killer? It's not like a C and a K like that?
Actually, the real answer harkens back to Lou's last answer. See, Australian Kangaroo Club.
Mm.
Good day, mate.
All right, Brian. What is the plot of the movie Panic Button?
Panic Button? The plot of the movie Panic Button is what they were joking around when Heath Ledger died in the movie Batman, the second one?
Dark Knight.
The Dark Knight Returns, where they're like, we're fucking fucked, man. This guy's dead. We had a whole second movie for this dude. What are we going to do? I don't know. Bane?
Dark Knight 2. Panic Button.
I hate the Lucha mask, man. We'll get him a weird, crazy mask. Tom Arnold will make it work. Trust me.
Tom Arnold? That's an even better Bane.
No, Roseanne.
You guys got any blow?
Do the Bane voice trying to buy a Coke.
I need a kilo.
It's a lot of coke, Bane.
Like, I'm a lot of man.
All right, then. I guess you got to do what you got to do to kill
Batman. I need something to take me out of the darkness.
Yeah, I guess you need what you need to kill Batman.
Need enough for the entire League of Shadows.
Do you happen to have some for my friends?
I require some booger sugar.
All right.
Lou?
What the fuck was it?
Panic Button. Plot of the movie.
Okay, Panic Button. All right, so in the future, in a world where sex bots are rampant.
My kind of world, man.
Yeah. You need that panic button for when the sex bot asks you to get shit on them. Like, that's like the emergency. Stop.
It's too much. No. Poo.
No Cleveland steamers in my house.
Bro, how many with a fuck bot like that, how many times, like, you know how you program anything with the computer and it goes wrong and you're like troubleshooted for a while? How many guys are going to be sitting there with a full-on hard-on on their fucking, their tower, being like, okay, I got that right. I got that right. What, why is she asking me to poop on her? Like,
hello,
FAQ,
customer support?
Yeah, FAQs. Like, did you turn off the power, the sex bot?
Yeah, she's shitting everywhere, though.
Did you completely turn it off, wait 20 seconds, and turn it back on?
I held the fucking button. Already did it.
Are you on a Mac or a PC device?
Look, what's your name?
My name is Joe Smith.
No, it's not, you fuck.
Why would you say I'm not Joe Smith?
It's pooing everywhere, Joe.
That is not my problem, sir. Man. Well, I'm trying to help you out, for real.
Oh, God, she must have eaten something rotten.
It does not eat, sir. It's a fucking...
What do you put in them? Why is it still coming out?
Lots of plastic.
My carpet! It's ruined!
It clearly says that this company is not on the line for any carpets.
Look, is there a plug? We need a panic button.
She is USB enabled.
I'll get the Lou the point for that.
Ooh.
That was the easiest point Lou ever got.
Yeah, we did all the work. The whole thing. But whatever. They should have a panic
if
button.
If anything, Pete should get the point for fucking working with that.
But we're back to Lou. Law question. In Waterbury, Colorado, it is illegal for a hairdresser to... Oh, and panic button is gangsters make a flop movie so they can use it as a tax write-off, but the film wins an award and becomes a hit. It's like The Producers.
Hmm. All right. So you're in
Waterbury, Connecticut. Colorado. I'm sorry, I read that wrong. Colorado. It's illegal for a hairdresser to do what?
Hmm. All right. So they're giving you like a pedicure, mani-pedi.
Is it the mani-pedi?
Yeah. So Manny's there. It's Katz's boy.
He moved there for the weed.
Yeah. The second he's done, he's got to move on to the next thing. He can't be having fun with the toes. Don't fidget with the toes. Don't tickle the toes. Don't smell the toes. We know how you are, Manny.
Fucking Manny.
Right.
He's got that
No fucking funny business with the toes.
He's got that foot fetish.
Yeah.
I love toe gook.
You're sitting there with him, with the cucumbers over the eyes. All of a sudden, his toe gets wet. Manny, did you lick my fucking toe? No, I swear.
Oh, no.
That was just nail polish.
All right, Brian. In Waterbury, Colorado, it is illegal for a hairdresser
to mess with the Zohan.
I see what you did there.
He was a hairdresser, or he wanted to be.
It's got an Adam Sandler thing, so I'm struggling with it because I never got through that movie.
Yeah.
By the third hummus joke, I was out. And I was like 4 minutes in.
I didn't really have much for that. I hate the law questions.
Law questions are rough.
They're tough. They're not easy.
All right, I'll give Lou the point. You ran with it. Is Zohan on your list of... They're actually good, Adam Sandler movies, or is that...
It wasn't bad.
Was that where they start to fall apart?
I laughed during it, but it wasn't like great or anything like that. It was I watched like once or twice.
Because when that came out, that was when The Bloom was off the rose for me.
That came out like 2008 or 2009 or something. That was
no, it wasn't. That was
for sure
early it was work, to mid 2000. Well, that's when I finally said, you know what? I've learned my lesson. Because that was post like
I stopped after Little Nicky.
That's when I stopped going to theaters.
Oh, okay. I feel you on that.
The last Sandler flick I saw in the theater was the one with you. Was where him and James
Chuck and Larry.
Chuck and Larry, the gay one. Yeah. These aren't like going to theater movies.
No, they're terrible.
They're just like I like them. It's still funny.
In Waterbury, Colorado, it is illegal for a hairdresser to hum, whistle, or sing while working on a customer.
It's got to be really annoying, I guess, in that particular part where there's like. It's like, dude, just stop fucking whistling that tune, man.
Just
right?
Fucking barbershop quartets in there.
Have you? I actually left my barber because he got a little old and he was just taking too forever to fucking get me right.
That happens for sure. All right, Brian, we're up to you.
Yeah.
Card two. Define the word fartlek.
Stop it, really?
Fartlek.
Fartlek or lick?
F-A-R-T-L-E-K.
Fartlek is a Swedish pop singer.
Like Bjork?
Yeah, it's like Fartlek with his hit single Deuce Parade. I don't know.
Deuce Parade?
Yeah.
We're really on the poo thing today.
Well, Fartlek? Come on, man.
The video writes itself. A bunch of shitting robots. Mm-hmm.
And he makes he's a DJ that makes poopy noises. He's like, yeah, fartlek, Swedish guy,
dresses all in brown.
He wears the brown crown. I'm the number deuce.
The number deuce. Swedish Casey.
Yeah.
Legend.
Who?
He spins
fartlek.
All right, Fartlick was was like the evil. He was kind of like Gollum's friend, another evil little guy in Lord of the Rings, but he got taken out in post because it was just like it was terrible.
And Smeagol and his buddy Fartlick.
Yeah, Fartlick sucked.
That was J.R.R. Tolkien's son trying to sandwich in some more lunch boxes somewhere. Like.
Yeah. Oh, there's room for two of these things. They're popular.
Sit on a pile of dough. Thanks, Dad. Yeah. Wrote these stories for me.
When are you going to include Fartlick?
Yeah, one inheritance to rule them all.
Yeah, Fartlick.
I'm going to go Brian on that one. But I do want to see the director's cut. That's the 8-hour cut of the film.
Yeah.
In real life, a fartlek is an old-fashioned runner's training exercise. Fart is propulsion method, I would squats? Imagine.
It's when you clench your butt cheeks up and you try to walk normal to the bathroom.
It's really good for the glutes.
Oh, yeah, I'm just a normal guy walking to the bathroom. Nothing happened in here.
Don't have to drop a deuce here.
All right. Brian started that round, so Lou, we're up to you. Who is Rudy Perra?
Rudy Perra. This is a Spanish dude, and he's called Rudy Perra because he's half man, half dog.
His last name means bitch.
Yeah, exactly. And so he's
a dog centaur.
He's kind of, not a centaur, but he's kind of like a Mr. Peanut Butter type.
Oh,
that's like, all dog though. He walks like.
But he's humanoid.
Oh, he talks.
And he stands upright, you know. Mm-hmm. And yeah, he just goes on adventures and shit, you know. He's like the Lassie show, only the boy and the dog are just one.
So he's getting caught in the well? And then just going, hey, help!
I guess. It only lasted one season.
I'm trying to wrap my brain around this.
This is Telemundo.
So he just...
This is fucking Telemundo. You're really trying to wrap your brain around that shit? They've got old men wearing propeller hats dressed as little boys.
As a non-Spanish speaker, watching Telemundo is a joy.
Yeah. It doesn't have to make sense. It just has to be riveting television.
It's got those painted on freckles
yeah,
and all.
Yes. Yeah. Exactly.
Maria, por qué? Brian, Rudy Perra.
Rudy Perra was a walking stereotype. He was the first guy to... literally jump a border. He was called a border jumper. He was picking beans. They called him a beaner. He somehow got caught up with the word cholo. I wasn't there for that. Don't know the origin.
You were with him this whole time?
Yeah, man. Well, you know, I just...
Rudy, cut it out.
I know the story.
Rudy, they don't want you. Stop.
He said he was Hispanic, and then everyone just kind of called him a spick. Like, he's the origin of every Spanish...
He tried to swim there, and his back got all wet.
Yeah, well, he just was swimming in America after he legally went there, and or I should say illegally went there, and they were calling him wetback because you're like, yo, fucking look at this beaner ass, spick ass, fucking border jumper swimming in our free water.
Back to the Telemundo, he looks at camera, shrugs his shoulders, and you're wah wah wah.
And he had freckles on for no reason. They were just like getting freckles.
Don Francisco got the executioner out, pulled him off stage.
Then he was wearing a lobster suit for some reason. Right, Lou got us on the Telemundo thing.
Telemundo. So give him the point.
Really? He's the guy who came up with the idea for the Pillsbury Doughboy.
Huh.
Genius.
It's like the Don Draper of baked treats.
They are good, man. You've never had a Pillsbury anything and you weren't like, this is fantastic.
True statement.
It's like, oh, your gelatinous goo has kept me in this healthy shape for all my life. Of course I'll give you your money for your shirts.
It's a Simpsons deep cut right there. Poking Homer in the eye, he's going.
Oh. All right, what's up next?
All right, you start this round, Brian. Mm-hmm. What do the letters D, W, R stand for?
It was Darkwing Duck's cousin. It was Darkwing Robin. Didn't get over like him.
Well, it was during the duck era that we discussed. There was no room for other birds.
Mm-hmm. He was just like, let's get extreme. It's like, it's dangerous, guy.
That's why Launchpad threw him with the other guy.
He had a good pilot. He got where he needed to go.
His adventures went way more smooth.
He had a little more dough.
Made for bad TV.
Yeah, he had a little more dough. His city was cleaned up, not like fucking Darkwing City.
He didn't have a Negaduck?
No, he had killed people. Like, he didn't bother. He wasn't like Batman where he had a code.
So Quacker Jack in his town was snap neck.
Oh, first time Quacker Jack stepped up, he got hit with little throwing stars, and the guy was like, "Oh, what the fuck?"
I think it's just Robin. It's just Batman's Robin.
it's Robin.
He just moved to another city and was like, "Fuck these ducks."
But he dressed in a duck outfit because it was a duck city.
He had to fit in.
He crossed over and he was like, "All right, I'm in Duckburg. Got to be a mallard somehow."
Yeah, it's like fucked up, Robin. Like when Damian Wayne, it's a pigeon.
Duck and no, it's not a duck. It's a robin. You don't know what a robin sounds like?
No, I guess not.
Do it one more time. Robin call.
Cheep 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 cheep. Right?
Classic Robin.
Classic. Is there a bird in here?
Sorry. What's a robin call?
Yeah, let's hear yours.
Holy shnikes, Batman.
That is that's a Chris Farley call.
That was bad on a lot of levels.
Really regretting
that. Lou Figueroa is uninterested Robin.
Holy, this is cut from the 90s, bro. Holy shnikes, Batman.
I would watch Chris Farley play Robin in a movie, though.
Well, yeah. I'd fucking watch, Melissa McCarthy play Robin in the movie. It's better than we got now.
We don't have a Robin currently.
Yeah.
Well, I guess the only
thing we have. Yeah, Chris O'Donnell.
He sucked.
Yeah, he was terrible.
Yeah. I mean, who cares, man? Your family died.
Robin's dead.
You already got a superhero who has that. Just say we don't need to.
That's true. Especially when his parents died in a trapeze accident.
Yeah. Fucking Batman's mom and dad get murked in an alley for her mom's pearls. The other guys are doing kickflips on a trapeze act with a net. That, like, I guess I only know the movie, so Two-Face knocked the net down?
I think it was always Two-Face. I think one might have been Penguin, I don't remember. Whatever. There have been a lot of Robins. None of them likable.
No.
Lou? D-W-R.
All right. It's a white privilege kind of thing. If you're doing white, it's right.
Mm-hmm. It's like the antithesis of, once you go black, you can't go back.
Exactly.
Oh,
so,
Mr. Johnson, looks like your checkbook is in balance.
My credit's excellent.
You're approved. Just a lot of that.
Let me hail a cab.
Yes, I would like some Dockers.
Quick, name more white people shit.
Easter baskets.
Is that only a white person?
Ain't no black person ever got no Easter basket.
Yeah, no. Apple pie.
You think you got Easter baskets in the hood? Come on now. Easter baskets in the hood?
It's probably a good point.
Hockey.
It's like a little
diamond. Hockey?
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Winter sports as a whole.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You're not going to see a black guy out there freezing his ass off.
Just the one bobsled team that came in last.
Yeah.
They didn't finish, but they walked the sled down. It's almost as good.
And we'll put some dramatic music behind it. We'll have a movie.
The guy who, like, broke the record and won the gold medal that year doesn't get the movie, but the Jamaica Bob's the team that didn't finish. Yeah. Let's make a movie about those guys.
That was a bad movie when it came out.
The movie starts, we didn't make the Summer League Games. Oh, no. What do we do? Train harder next time? No. Let's propel ourselves down a fucking mountain and a sled.
I remember liking that movie back in the day.
Is it with Dougie Fresh?
I haven't watched it. I mean,
Dougie Fresh,
like John Candy. John Candy.
Yeah, John Candy. John Candy was the saving grace.
John Candy had punched out at that point. He was like, "Ain't got that much time left."
Yeah, what's left? Canadian bacon? Sure.
No, not Almost Famous. He did a similar Western movie, just like
Wagons East.
That's what it was
with Richard Lewis.
Matthew Perry. He was just an older version of Matthew Perry.
That's true. Both movies, awful. Mm-hmm. So if you're a big fat comedian, don't make a movie about the frontier.
Yeah, if you're a big fat Gentile comedian, don't team up with the old Jew fucking teammate because you're going to die.
It's like a death knell.
Yeah.
All right, point for that one. I did like Darkwing Robin. It's actually DWR's Dirty Word Remover. I don't know what the context is.
Like a spray? Like,
man. Get rid of your F-bombs in a hurry.
Like spray aerosol can in someone's mouth? Dirty word remover.
They used to wash mouth out with soap. Now we have DWR.
It's a pepper spray.
All right. Lou?
Yeah.
What is the plot of the movie? the Tuttles of Tahiti.
The Tuttles of Tahiti. Oof.
I'm going to tell you right now, the actual plot of this movie makes no sense.
Jesus fucking Christ, this movie is... title is ridiculous. All right, I'm going to say the Dwayne The Rock Johnson and his family are in Tahiti, and they're a top-ranking bowling team, but they have to face off against Dog the Bounty Hunter and crew. And it is a Kingpin-style comedy.
I didn't follow any of that.
It's a lot of words, man.
A lot of names being thrown out there.
Well, you know, you said it didn't make any sense, and I ran with it.
It's a short movie if Dog the Bounty Hunter faces off against Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Yes. In a bowling extravaganza.
In a bowling match.
Yeah.
Brian. The Tuttles of Tahiti.
It's Black Family Vacation.
You know what? I'm just going to give you a point. That one was concise and quick. That's a terrible title.
Tuttles of Tahiti.
And here's what they write for the actual answer. The Tuttles basically lie about all day and do nothing.
Like I said, Black Family Vacation.
It's about a family that lies about all day and does nothing. That made a movie.
Somebody got lazy at the Balderdash Factory.
So Black Family Vacation, they just don't go anywhere?
I didn't get a point for being funny. I got a point for being right. Mm. They're lying around all day, those lazy Tuttles. Just soaking up all the free air and Wi-Fi and amenities.
Fair enough. Mm. What's wrong with that? All right, final question.
Yeah, can we see a volcano? Nah, man, we got free AC in this fucking hotel we paid for. Groupon, nigga.
Groupon. All right, Brian, last question goes to you. In Louisiana, it's against the law to rinse your what?
Trouser snake.
You can't wash the dong?
Nah, crocs can't. They can't. They live by crocodile law.
I love the idea of crocodile law. What else is involved with crocodile law?
Well, you have a judge with the fucking full robe and the hair, like the
powdered wig.
The powdered wig. And he basically lays down judgment, and he does not care. What was that again?
Crocodile law.
Rinsing your dong?
Yeah, rinsing your dong. He's like, nah, man, can't do it. Can't smell you getting the water then.
Mm. I like it. Lou?
Where's this place?
Louisiana. It's against the law to rinse your what?
It's against the law to rinse your ass with the garden hose. You can't bidet style clean your ass. Shit goes everywhere.
You can't be out in your yard just with the spray?
Not if it's underneath you. If you hear somebody go, woo! Call the cops.
But you can go above? Like, I'm failing to see your...
You can't shoot streams of water directly into your asshole, Pete.
Directly into the bung piece.
No.
Gotcha.
Wait, what if
God never meant for
Lou has very strong feelings about it.
What if you separated
Don't be an animal.
Yeah. Come on.
What if you separated cheeks and clenched
What if I already want to separate them into their own camps.
What if you All right, FDR. What if you separated cheeks and clenched sphincter? Can you then spray cold or warm water into your butt?
You just want to wash the cheeks themselves.
You know what? You've got to do it.
Just the outside area.
In the privacy of your own home.
What if you want to take a Q-tip and get into those hard to reach places? You
need a friend.
Friend willing to keep a secret.
Yo, you want to do me a favor, bro? What, you need a couch move? No. Can you delicately take a fucking Q-tip and wipe away my butthole? Like...
That's a good friend.
That's a very good friend. Or the worst kind of friend.
But you know what, man? I'm feeling sick, dude. I can't. You know what? No.
You get a friend to say yes to that, he'll do anything.
It's a guy you can come into in the middle of the night. It's like, yo, you can't ask any questions, but we got to bury a body.
Exactly.
By the way, do you know where you could actually get lye? They always go to Home Depot, but what is lye? Like, I don't get it.
And when you buy it, do you not just get arrested for disposing a body?
Hmm. What do you buy? Like, what is lye?
What else does it do?
It decomposes bodies. And what?
And what else?
Like they should have like the character, like the thing on the front cover of the bag. I imagine it comes in bag form, where a guy's burying a body and there's like a corpse. It's just like lie,
like a cartoon skeleton just wasting away.
I know it's spelled L-Y-E, but they should spell L-I-E and speak lie about it. Like, yeah. There you go.
You didn't do nothing.
No.
You know what? You
we it. Ain't saying nothing lie. For the Goombas.
It's just a picture of an Italian man doing the zip-it symbol.
It's like I got my Uncle Antonio for Christmas a bag of lye and a barrel. Like, yo, you got me a good present, Brian. Thank you very much. I know you, Antonio. You got disposed of things.
Oh, Tony Tight Lips? Yeah.
Tony Tight Lips. Yeah, I'm not going to say what, but something's getting put in here, all right, guys?
We're planting a tree.
Yeah. Tree name Anthony.
The Anthony, rat.
Anthony the rat Vaccaro.
Is that in the Elm family?
Yes.
All right. I liked Crocodile Law. So I'm going to give Brian the point. Leaves the final tally. Lou, 4. Brian, 6.
Damn.
Came down to the end.
Mm-hmm. I was sure that butt spraying.
You know what it was? You got a little.
And friend crime was going to.
You got a little strict about the rules.
Strict?
Do you want to walk out of your door and watch somebody spritz their ass on the lawn?
I'm not from Louisiana. I don't know. I don't speak for them.
All right.
I'm not sure if it makes sense, but I wish the rule in Louisiana was that you have to have that bird lawyer from Futurama as your public defender.
I may be a simple country lawyer. He strikes me more as a Kentucky boy.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Well, it's not that far away. It's below the Mason-Dixon line. You can just a couple hours defend somebody.
It's true.
Mm-hmm. Call in a favor. Have him fly down. Oh, I bet you his arms are tired.
Only during winter.
Mm-hmm. All right.
That's it?
Yeah, that's it, man.
We're good. Mm-hmm. Anything to add?
No, we're good. Oh, yeah, well, listen to a new show, five-star podcast. First episode's up on Podbean. We're getting the iTunes site soon. And, if you like pro wrestling, then you like Cut of Our Jib. We're just basically talking about that.
Featuring many guests of this show, including Ken, the Pope himself.
Yeah, the Pope himself, Brad.
Currently Ambien.
Ambien. And the other two guys, Low Breeze was last week.
Was on last week.
And this kid, Jesse, he talks Mook, but you never heard of him before. He's a funny guy. And eventually Pete will get on there. He dabbles in wrestling, too. Lou just likes to make characters in the video game.
You know, I dabble in the old school wrestling, and then it hit a point where I'm like, I can't tell people I watch this anymore.
Why? You watch cartoons all day. Who cares?
Cartoons are different.
Why?
Because effort went into making them.
Effort doesn't go in sculpting these Adonis' bodies and
all right,
leaping off of high things to slam it.
The athletic portion of the show takes effort. The story, one asshole whipped together while he was eating lunch.
Here's the thing.
Oh shit, I got a Raw tonight.
Yes, here's the thing. As a writer, right, I defy you to make it super cool and interesting when you have the PG-13 all the time.
Let me tell you something.
The attitude era,
at no point would I have had the biggest black, wrestler hook up with some old bitch and give birth to a hand. That would never cross my fucking mind.
Hey, look, man.
It was the 90s. The 90s were weird.
It's still weird.
Hey, look, that was a terrible story, for sure. But I don't get how like that wasn't on the storyboard being like, yeah, that sucks, guy. We're going to pass. Anything's better than a hand. But, you have these people under contract. Like, a lot of these stories are begrudging. It's like, okay, Mark Henry and the two people in that story was Mark Henry and Mae Young.
Yeah.
The fuck are you going to write for those two guys? And one thing, the more and more I think about Mark Henry, he's this big black dude, strongest man in the world, got cool music. Everything about him was cool. He's never been cool.
Never once been cool.
They never
given personality.
They never given him one of the stereotype gimmicks.
I tell you what, they fucking stuck him with the gimmick of sexual chocolate when it should have been big black badass.
Dude, that's WWE formula, because anytime they give someone like the sexy guy gimmick, that's the last thing you got before you're out the door.
That's true. And it's always the biggest, fattest dude.
No. Great Khali got that shit, man.
There were skinny, Viscera, sexy guys.
Viscera.
Big Daddy V.
Big Daddy
Venus. There were skinny, sexy guys. Or that Val was their gimmick.
Val Venus, I guess?
Yeah, I mean, the 80s had their own guy. What was it? Ravishing Rick Rude.
He used to tell everybody about, like, I'm in Wisconsin, and all you heifers out here can love my body. I'd never touch
I
you.
Guess. was
like, yeah, Rick. He used to put the girls, like, the guy he's wrestling, he used to get tights made of that wrestler's wife. Shit you not. If you go back, if you have the W Network, watch more fights with him in the 80s, the girl that's on his tights is the wrestler's wife that he's fighting.
That's amazing.
I didn't know that. My boy Lowbreeze told me. I was like, are you fucking kidding me? How did they straight up clock him then? Like, if a guy did that to me, I'd be like, all right, here's a couple of fucking potatoes for you. Pop.
Where did he get the picture?
Well, I'm sure that, like, just he...
Pre-face
Polaroids, man. Polaroids.
In the bushes?
It's like, hey, you want to take a picture with your husband? Sure. Ching.
Yeah.
Fanned it. And it was like, yo, I need a picture of this bitch on my tight. This is the guy I'm wrestling.
Yeah, can you open your mouth and do a blowjob gesture before we take this photo?
Yeah, I'm a dick. He's put him right on his dick, too. Good times.
I actually just had him mentally confused with Rick the Model Martel.
He had arrogance and a bug spray.
I love that big Acme bug sprayer.
Yeah, I remember he sprayed, I think it was Jake Roberts, and like Jake Roberts had like a fake eye. It was like a dumb story.
That was the 80s.
Yeah, he had a contact in that was like clear blue, and it was like, oh, he's blind, that eye. All right,
and also the character of Mankind. Mm-hmm. Wow, that was gay.
Mankind, which one? The one where he was the boiler room ripping out his hair, or the one where he wore the t-shirt?
Initially, I was like, all right, well, this nigga's kind of spooky.
I always liked the unhinged dude.
Even though, like, they should have just left it as a Cactus Jack style dude. And then it was some dumb fuck with a messed up office shirt and a sock.
Oh, he got dumb down the line.
And I'm just like, oh, come on, man. Like, this is embarrassed. I'm embarrassed for him.
I like to think that Mick Foley, Vince was like, look, you're basically a dirty Muppet, so I don't care what happens to you. So here's the deal. I'm going to have you get fucked up. And he's like, you want me to get fucked up, Vince? I'm going to get fucked up so hard the crowd's going to like me. He's like, yeah, sure, buddy, whatever. Because everyone remembers that the Hell in the Cell as a Mankind moment, not an Undertaker moment, even though that Undertaker was throwing him off of shit,
Yeah, but who took that fucking terrible fall?
Yeah, they were like, you're God Foley, you got thrown off a cage.
Yeah,
got your ass kicked, you're the greatest.
He obviously had
you're great.
A lot of great moments, but his character was dog shit.
He didn't have a lot of great moments. He did a lot of fucking crazy things.
His great moments were all him getting destroyed. Yes,
the guy is obviously excelling at getting his own ass kicked.
Remember that time he got beaten nearly to death by The Rock with a chair?
Oh my God.
What a great Foley moment.
Go to the Royal Rumble 2000, man.
That was his only skill at that point.
You thought the Undertaker put a beating on him?
The guy got two. The guy got two thumbtacks.
Triple H is like, nice thumbtacks, faggot.
If they needed somebody to play like live action, you know, SpongeBob's friend Patrick, ask that guy. He was so fucking out of shape. He was like pear shaped.
Yeah, well, when you gotta take
the cheddar legs.
Yo, Lou, when you're taking the bumps like he's taking, yeah, you don't want to be in perfect shape.
You need padding.
Yeah, you're like, well, realistically, my character takes a lot of falls.
Right. He's actually super skinny. He's just wearing a rubber suit to cushion himself.
Yeah. Well, the character was pretty gay.
Have you seen his daughter?
No.
His daughter is a 5-star hottie, man. It's like insane how hot she is for coming out of that nutsack.
And they live out here. You could bump into her in person. You gonna tell her dad's a gross Muppet?
If it came up in conversation, I'm sure I'd be like,
yo, what's up, Noelle Foley? You hot as hell. You can't teach that. But seriously,
and then she'd be like,
how hot is your mom?
Yeah, seriously, your mom must be fucking twice hot as you. Because
and then she'd jerk you off with a sock.
I'm fucking cool with it.
No, you're not.
I would be.
Are you insane?
First of all, old fashions aren't even that good.
She could be doing the sock voice as we went. It'd be fine.
She'd be like, dun, dun, dun.
Now,
dun, 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 dun.
Now, is it
into it?
Is it gay? Is it gay if there's a little like a socko beard on that sock? Is because she's jerking for male sock, or is it cool if it's just like?
Oh, it's got to be a lady sock.
Looking like she does. It's
wait,
fine.
Time out. You're not cool with a dude.
You have to dictate.
Well, even if I was, it's never cool, but it's slightly less bad if it's a. If it's a fucking
the sock is a woman.
If it's a woman sock,
who fucking cares? It's a tube sock. Who cares?
You're making really weird stipulations.
Let's say the facial hair, full beard, goatee, or soul patch. Which is the least fucking appealing?
Soul patch is the least appealing
for sure. The least appealing soul patch. Ick.
And then that wasn't even the worst. I mean, Dude Love.
I mean, the guy went around 2 days and got beat up. Who cares?
Oh, my God. What a bad gimmick. What a bad fucking gimmick.
Or that everyone pretended that Cactus Jack was really scary.
Bang, bang.
It's like, no, he's the same dude.
Yeah, Cactus, can we see you fucking fall through a barbed wire fucking landmine? Well,
he wasn't the same once he came over to WWF. He wasn't the same.
Well, yeah,
he went from
was old
fucking people up to just being the human pincushion.
He was way older.
Hey, that guy never fucked anybody up. That guy
I tell you one person he fucked up all the time. Terry Funk.
Terry Funk is him but older, man. Both those guys were basically you remember those wrestling like stuff characters where you'd throw them around?
Oh, yeah. God.
Wrestle Buddies or something like that?
Something like that.
Yeah, you see them on the fucking 18-wheelers on the front.
Yeah, those two guys are basically real fleshy versions of Wrestle Buddies where you'd fucking do whatever.
That was exciting, man. You're like, at any moment, one of these two fuckers is going to die.
I had an Ultimate Warrior one. It's fun to think. I had a doll of a guy who was crazy on cocaine.
I think I had a Macho Man.
I had a Macho King.
And someone else. I think I had a couple.
Like, I had a Hogan, too.
I think I had a Hogan. And a Warrior.
So I had a racist warrior. And a drug addict.
I had a Hawk from Legion Doom, I think.
And I think really? I had at least one bad guy, like Million Dollar Man.
You know what? I might have had the Million Dollar Man. It's a little fuzzy at this point, but I definitely had Macho. You can't just have Macho.
Good guys. You gotta...
Well, I like the bad guys. The bad guys are the better ones, anyway.
And you're supposed to wrestle them. You're supposed to be the good guy.
Mm-hmm. I was the bad guy, too. I was the worst guy.
You were wearing tights with their wives on the front.
Gotta love Rick Root, man. Gotta love Rick Root.
Anyway, if you like this talk,
yeah,
listen to Five Star Podcast.
Yes, please.
With Brian Katz. Mm-hmm. And if you like us, follow us on Twitter at PAB Comics. And like us on Facebook. And check out PABComics.com and all the fun stuff. All the stuff that we put our name on. And what else? What? Missing? Anything?
RadioVegas.rocks.
RadioVegas.rocks. We are live stream there.
Mm-hmm. One more time, congratulations to Lou for doing a basic human act.
Thank you.
You
thank
got you. Laid, sir, and a baby came out of it.
My dick works. This is proof.
My balls can swim.
Lou's never felt like more of a human than today. Mm-hmm. Or last week, I should say. All right.
And for myself and Brian and Lou, close the door behind you. Do